Okay, cool. So welcome to day 10. Day 10. We're almost halfway there. Technically, we are. No, almost. So that's great. If you've been here through the entire time, well done. I just want to give you a big golf clap. A lot of times we start these things and then we sort of veer off. So if you've been following along, really proud of you. If you're just joining in, amazing as well. You could get all the recordings on YouTube. But even if this is your first session, no worries there. It's great to have you. We're still in week two of our heart-based practices. On day eight, the first day of this week, we introduced loving kindness for ourselves. Day nine, yesterday, we started sending loving kindness outwardly. Believe it or not, we're going to do loving kindness again today, but I want to give you a different variation of it. One that I gleaned from a teacher, Carolyn Elliott, where instead of using the phrases, you use very vivid imagery of the person and just imagining them as happy and free as possible. And this has always been my preferred way to practice. I don't know about you, but for me, the phrases, for some reason, I struggle to connect with them and I really have to alter them and adjust them and bring a lot of visual imagery to really create that feeling of loving kindness. So I want to expose you to that, or I give you the opportunity to experience what it's like to practice in a different way. And so we're getting a heavy dose of loving kindness, but these are heart-based practices, and hopefully you're starting to feel just little bits of opening. So let's settle in. Find a comfortable posture, whatever that looks like for you this morning. I'm sitting, but you might want to lie down, stand, run. That would be hard. And if it feels safe and okay to do so, you can close your eyes. We'll start by just tuning into the sound of the bell and tune in with a quality of heartfelt awareness. Just an appreciation and a love imbued into your presence. Let's take a deep breath together to ground in through the nose and slowly out through the mouth. Inviting any muscles in the face that are tense to start to soften, especially the jaw. And as you're making this invitation to the body to relax, see if you can do it with this quality of loving kindness we've been cultivating. For me, I might say, "It's okay, body. You can relax right now. You're doing such a good job. It's hard being you. You get tense, you have to carry stress and a lot of emotion. Right now, you're safe. Can let the shoulders come down. If you don't want to, that's okay as well." And just see if you could take that playful relationship, almost like you're talking to a child. When we're connecting to our bodies, we're often talking to the childlike version of ourselves, the more primal, young, conditioned parts. So you can make that same loving invitation to relax to the shoulders. The hands, the belly. And then let the breath settle back into its natural rhythm. taking a moment to enjoy just the goodness of not having to be anywhere else right now, not having to do anything, not having to solve any problems. Really let yourself taste that and settle into it. This very relaxed, open, loving presence, drinking in this moment of being alive. So for today's loving kindness, we're going to start by thinking and imagining someone for whom it feels easy to offer loving kindness. Someone you have a good relationship with, you care about. And instead of sending them wishes or phrases, what you're going to do is imagine this person or being, it could be a pet, just in their most absolute free, happy, liberated state. You know, and note the location that they're in. Are they in their kitchen? Are they lying in bed? Are they at work doing something they love? Notice what they're wearing, you know, their favorite outfit. And see the smile on their face. Or maybe it's a more calm kind of peace. But take some time to really visualize and imagine this person just completely happy and so much so that you can sense the joy just emanating from their being. If you have trouble thinking about where this place might be or what they might be doing, you can make something up. Maybe they're playing a sport, reading a book, that you can just sense that peace and love and happiness that they're filled with. And feel your heart starting to fill just in watching them. As you're doing this, you can play with trying to build that emotion for them even more. What would need to happen for them to be even happier, even more fulfilled? So it's like you're giving them and offering and helping them create just the best circumstance, the best conditions internally and externally, to experience this deep fulfillment. And as you hold this person in your mind, just send them a good wish. Give them a wave goodbye temporarily and just know that they get to continue to stay in their happy place, we might say. So we're going to transition now into what we might call a neutral person. Someone for whom you don't necessarily feel a strong positive affect for, but you don't feel negative affect toward them either. Just someone that you know exists, we could say. But they're a human being just like you, and they long to be fulfilled, happy, free from suffering and pain. And so now, just imagine this person in the same way, in a setting that you create for yourself where they're just fully happy, fully at peace, filled with joy, no stress, no pain, no suffering. And see what it's like to help create this and offer this and hold space for this for another person. One that you don't know as well. Notice if there's a smile on their face. Is their body at ease? Are they moving? Are they still? What's around them in their space? Good. And you can send a final wish to this person and know that they can stay now in their happy place. We'll shift once more now to bringing to mind a difficult person. Maybe someone who's irritated you a bit. You have a complicated relationship with. This one obviously can be a little harder, but just see what you're willing to do. It might often be easier to imagine this person in a place of pain or suffering. And so it's a radical thing to start to recondition, and despite any harm that they've caused you, to still open your heart to them. To still see the humanness within them and all the ways that, you know, maybe they've gotten off track, or they struggled growing up, or they had a difficult childhood. We don't know the pain a person goes through without walking in their shoes. And so acknowledging that this is another human being that is just looking for love at the heart of it, that wants to be happy. See if you can imagine this person now in a setting, in a place, doing something where they feel free from suffering. Where they actually feel fulfilled, liberated from a negative mind, in a place where they don't need to cause harm to other people. And again, you might not know what some of these people would like, and so you could just make it up. Just imagine in your mind you know what they like. And the key thing is to imagine that they're actually happy. They're free. There's no pain, and we can all connect to what that would feel like. So create a whole story, an image in your mind. It's all in service of connecting to that space of loving kindness within yourself. Good. So you could send this person final wish. And now we will bring this loving kindness to ourselves. Sometimes it's the hardest person to bring it to. So imagine yourself now in a place where you are just absolutely fulfilled, complete with joy, wholeness, integration, healing, love, compassion, excitement. This could be anywhere you can imagine, somewhere you've been or someplace completely new. Watch yourself. Notice the expression on your face. Imagine what you feel like. And just see that this person, you, is looking for happiness on the deepest level. And started out in this world as just small being, and grew and had experiences. Some were good, some were painful, but has never deserved anything less than a great life, than a full, whole, happy life, just like anyone else. So can you see yourself taking that in, getting to experience it? And if you want, you can imagine the you that is here acknowledging and connecting to that you that you're imagining. And see if there's anything that either of you would like to say to the other. Something positive, words of encouragement, care. A lesson or an offering. And share one final wish, knowing that you could come back to this and help create this in any moment. And then connecting back into your mind and your body right here in this moment. Taking a deep breath. And feeling a quality of heartfulness, of loving kindness in this moment. Even if it's just a small opening. connecting to the reality and the truth of it. It's real. So if you'd like to set an intention for your day today, maybe inspired by loving kindness, you can use the next few moments to do that now. In a moment, I will ring the bells. When I do, just bring your full loving awareness to the sound until the third sound dissolves into silence. So you can start to get some movement in your body, reorient yourself, and eventually allow the eyes to open again. So great job, everyone. As I've been saying, these loving kindness practices can be intense in a lot of ways. And sometimes we don't feel anything at all, which was my experience early on. But once something starts to open, once we start connecting to it, can be hugely energizing. And so if you notice anything like that, it's normal. It's the heart battery starting to charge, but also emotion starting to move and openness and connection and expansion. There's something really precious about connecting to that heart space that, yes, feels good, but is also very, very grounding to take with you throughout your day. So you might notice periods throughout the day where just the heart seems to expand. Someone yesterday who was listening, Nancy, shared listening to a song and just this wave of loving kindness overcame her. And so you might have experiences like that in conversation, while driving, just sitting still. We're planting the seeds of loving kindness, and then they start to sprout, sometimes in the most random moments. It's, I think, really exciting to think about the fact that you could actually train your heart. You know, so often we think about following our heart, but the teacher Ajahn Chah, the meditation teacher, used to say, don't follow your heart, train your heart. I always loved that because I felt like my heart did need to be trained. My heart sometimes was misguided. So we're doing that work, and it's powerful both for yourself and for the world around you. So continue in whatever way feels good. Take some time for yourself if you need to. Go for a walk and leave some comments, questions below. I'll take a look at all of those. Thank you for your practice today. I will talk to you tomorrow for day 11. And if you know anyone that you think would benefit from these practices, you can share with them the links on YouTube or just tag them in these videos. All right, everyone. Thanks so much. Have a good day. Talk to you soon.